Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. You want to get involved in the show on a shout-out Friday via the frankelfirm.com text line. You can also hit us up on Twitch or on the YouTube. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, Mike Bassick, and Reginald Atitula, all part of the crew today.
Moments ago, Kevin, you couldn't see it because you weren't looking, but Ryan had the camera set up on your computer screen.
Oh, great.
So I was watching everything you were looking at on your computer screen.
Did you see when I was trying to find that Stephen Jones information?
Yep.
I'll keep efforting.
So is that a thing now? Are we getting watched over our shoulders? Is that what's happening here?
That's fine.
I dare you to watch what I'm looking at.
What?
I don't think I have anything.
I'm literally looking at like Twitter and my emails, the fan text, the Twitch. I like the Twitch. They're good people, man. They're good folks. And I like how much they listen, man. That's a great thing. Here's what I suggest. All right, Kevin, I've always suggested this. Always. If you're out there and you're listening, don't just do it on one device. Do it on everything you can. Do it on your phone. Listen on your computer. Listen on your terrestrial radio in the car. Hell, while you're in the car, listen to the radio and your phone. Even pull your laptop up. Just drive around with all three of them rocking at the same time. Mm-hmm. To let everybody know that you Tolo better than anybody else. All right, Kevin, this is all about scoreboarding.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, guess what? I listen this way. Oh, well, guess what? I listen on four devices. Let everybody know that you Tolo harder than anybody else out there. Scoreboard your friends. Scoreboard your parents. Scoreboard your coworkers. That's the way we should do it when we're Toloing.
I think that's smart. I think that is very smart. Now, what would be great is if we could figure out what exactly is happening with the Rangers offense. I'm going to try to pretend that we can ignore that by playing cut number four, and I'm going to play you something positive.
Two out, nobody on. The 0-2, a swing and a miss. The slider takes care of Butler as Latch strikes out the side here in the seventh. Seventh inning stretch time, and at the stretch, the Rangers trail 1-0.
So, Jake Latch looked good.
Often,
Jacob.
Well, I think apparently he's not opposed to Jake, but he just wanted to make sure that the official stuff had the name Jacob
from
it.
Beverly Hills. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Jason. In fact, I think Jason's getting mad from Beverly Hills because I've been saying Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because on the roster that they put out for spring training, they had him listed as Jake. So, but if that's what he wants to be called, keep striking people out. Hell yeah. What's the story behind the Rangers' slow offensive start? I did kind of a breakdown.
I already got it all figured out.
Okay, great.
But I'll let you do your breakdown.
No, I want to know.
He'll
let you know if you're right when you're done.
Ooh, okay.
They're too aggressive. They're going up there they're acting like, hey, look, we're the kings of baseball. We won the World Series. We hit everything. We're just going to keep hitting everything. And they're too aggressive right now. That's what I think right now.
Okay. I think there could be something to that for sure. I was going to give you the breakdown of you're missing the pop and the home runs from the lineup early on. So I did a study of last year's start. It's actually not as shockingly different as I would have thought. The Rangers started off last year 8-5. Right now, on their way to 40-20, which we all loved. Right now, they're 7-6. So You win yesterday, you're 8-5, no difference.
It's impossible to win yesterday.
Yes.
Nobody's ever won by scoring zero.
That is a good point. But last year's team was averaging 5.62 runs per game. Right now you're at 5.15. So almost half a run a game difference. But here's the bigger deal. The Rangers average 1.44 home runs per game. So far this year, 0.9. So you're seeing half a home run difference per game, and that is leading to the offensive drop thus far. And so, Corey, to your point, it could absolutely be over-aggression trying to get all those home runs back at one time. I see the appeal of this is a stout offense in theory, and maybe pitchers have tried to avoid some things or they've been more conservative with their pitches. I think there's a variety of things that can work, but when you look at the breakdown, the power has been lacking early for this Rangers team.
So after the show yesterday, I had lunch with former All-Star Ellis Valentine. Ooh, and nice. He played a second with the Texas Rangers. And he feels like, this was before yesterday's game, he feels like the Rangers are home run happy. And it's interesting, right? I was never obviously a former hitter, but sometimes when you're not hitting the ball out of the park, you try to hit the ball out of the park.
Yeah.
And he's like, you got to take your hits when they're there, and then they'll start possibly throwing you home run pitches. And I thought that was interesting. I'm not saying that Ellis is 100% right on that, but coming from a guy who was a good big league player, is that sometimes when you're not in those first few games hitting the ball out of the park as an individual, and then as a team, it's not going out of the park as much as you're used to happening, sometimes you try too hard to hit a home run instead of letting wherever that ball's pitched take your hit if there's a hittable pitch there. And then they'll have to make an adjustment and go, okay, I got to challenge him more maybe inside, or I have to do this or that. And then I do think the home runs are going to happen for the Rangers. They are in a little bit of a funk right now. I hope they get out of it. In a weird way, there's no better pitching staff to face than the Houston Astros.
They stink so far.
They only gave up 9 in the first yesterday. Or maybe the Astros are awesome. It's just the Kansas City Royals are the best team in baseball.
What do you think is more likely?
I'm going to lean on the dude who has a 16.43 ERA being bad.
Okay. Reggie, I'm with you.
What?
Okay. All right.
But I think the Royals have a legitimate chance to win that division.
Who finishes with a better record, the Astros or the Royals?
Why are you asking me these questions? I'm going to lean towards the Royals.
You know why he's doing this, right? It's because of the Cards.
Okay, because Bobby Witt, he had two home runs yesterday. And yeah. I got what you're saying.
They're not bad.
I'm not saying they're bad.
They got
one of their losses was Will Smith blowing a save too.
They have a legitimate ace in Cole
Reagans. We've never seen Will Smith blow a save. It's never happened.
Oh, we definitely saw that last year.
That's why he's not here anymore. But he wins championships. That's just his history.
Let me ask this question based off of the lineup. It's super early.
Championship teams.
And Josh Young isn't coming back till June. What would you do with the lineup? Would you just say Langford's batting third still? But if he's not batting third, then who bats third? Do you move Adolis up to third to maybe get him one more at bat every about
actually,
three games?
Right now, I think that does make sense by moving Adolis up to third. That does make sense to me.
Is there any other adjustment you would make with the lineup?
Bring back Josh Young. Put him in the lineup. That'd be nice because he's injured right now. So missing him is kind of tough.
Doesn't spring training kind of stink in what we see and then what happens when the regular season starts?
Because
obviously Wyatt Langford was the best player in all of baseball in March. He's off to not a bad start, but a slow start from what we were maybe expecting from what happened in spring. And then Kisner had some really nice at-bats in spring training, but when he's going to catch a fourth of the games, if not a third of the games, and right now he's just not really having – this is tough. I don't want it to sound this strong, but really good competitive at bats.
Yeah.
He seems to be an out right now. Like right now when he comes up, you're just like, if you make a decent pitch. And last year you had for a lot of the season Garver. And Garver, when he's on, is a 300 hitter with pop. And you don't have that anymore when Jonah needs a day off. I know Jonah DH'd, but I mean, you don't have that now when Kisner's back there.
You're not moving Semien no matter what, right? Like, that's never going to happen.
Are you saying move him to third?
He's a really good hitter. Like, he's a
move him off
he's
of
a good hitter.
Off of batting first.
And I'm thinking, Carter? Like, if we need guys that can drive in runs with runners on. And so if you can. Though Marcus Semien can get on base, but he can also drive in runs, and that's something that
all right.
I would move Evan Carter to one, and then maybe move Marcus Semien two and Seager three.
Simeon's going to view that as a demotion. No,
I don't know if he moved to two,
but he has power, or maybe move him to three, four. I don't know.
Next question: super early in the season, is this team going to struggle against left-handed pitching all year?
Look, we did talk about that leading into it. I think it's possible. You might think it's too early to like have that entire season declaration, but I do think that is possible.
Do you think when Nate Lowe comes back, you run Evan Carter to center field and you run Walsh and Lowe in the lineup? You just have one of them DH.
I think I might do that. And since you brought up Nathaniel Lowe, I do have a couple of potential positives.
All these questions I have.
So good with the questions. He is starting a rehab assignment in Double A Frisco today. Now, the discussion was it'll probably be a longer rehab than usual just because of when he got hurt in spring training. But that's one positive I could find. The other positive I saw from Buster Olney, the Rangers right now are still tracking. They see the fifth most pitches in the first inning of a game. So theoretically, quality at bats, or hopefully you're getting further into the lineup and hopefully you're wearing down the starting pitcher quicker than most teams would. So those are the positives I've been able to come up with. On the flip side, first two games against Houston, 17 runs, 31 hits.
Do that again.
Yes. Since then, 15 runs in five games. They've been held to three or fewer runs in three of those games. So those first two games against the Astros, you've seen a heavy drop off in the week after that.
It's part of baseball. This is the thing that stinks is you're probably going to watch the Rangers lose 60 more times this year.
You're still in first place.
And that would be the best season in Rangers history, I think. But I look at this and go, they're going to get out of this funk. They're going to be one of the best offensive teams in baseball. I just think that over a period of time. It just needs to be a period of time. These first 13 games, we've seen greatness and we've seen badness where you're like, dude, what is going on here? Like, we shouldn't be this non-competitive against JP Sears. I'll give him credit for making some really good pitches at times, but J.P. Sears shouldn't have a no-hitter through six. Was it the seventh inning that Adolis got the hit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Blanco, I know, threw a no-hitter against Toronto, so this is tougher for me to say. You shouldn't be getting no-hit by Blanco five-plus innings into a game. But it happens. Teams go through funks. Players go through funks at the plate. It's very tough to do. But hopefully it changes. And I will say this. That kid Mason Miller's making the All-Star team, and if you're losing to the Oakland Athletics after eight innings, you might as well just say we forfeit. It's over. You're not getting – I don't know how he gave up six hits. I need to go back and watch the game that he gave up six hits and two runs. He is, to me, and maybe I need to go watch other people, he's the best closer in all of baseball. There's nobody as good as that young man. He is the best. Mason Miller – if you want to know who's the best closer in 2024, and you probably only watch him close like 30 games this year, Mason Miller is the best closer in all of baseball, and it's not even close.
He only throws like 103 easy, all right?
Oh, my gosh.
It's not like he's tapping into 104.
With location and a dominating breaking ball.
Yeah.
It is. You better beat the Athletics in eight innings.
Nasty.
Because if it gets to the ninth, the game's over. Forfeit at that point.
I am.
You're going 0-3 and walking back to the clubhouse.
I've never stood in the box for 100 miles an hour. I'm very curious what seeing 103 and then seeing an 88 mile an hour slider, like what, how different,
and
how
you walk like, back to the dugout.
Oh, I can hit that. And then you're like, no, I can't. And then it's too late. Yeah. I'm also fascinated that yesterday the Rangers only gave up one run, considering John Gray wasn't great yesterday. I mean, he was good. There were some better moments. There's some moments he's like, strike outside, gotcha. And then he would be like, well, I don't know.
I'm sure I could look this up, but I just like asking people questions without doing the work.
I notice.
It's the best. How many times did he throw a fastball in the zone and they just fouled it off?
Yeah.
Like, or put it in play.
Yeah, he did have a lot of
his slider, like his backdoor slider to lefties was great. You know, his slider overall to righties was solid. But man, he cannot get a swing and miss on that fastball.
Maybe he does just need more velo, Kevin. Maybe that is the solution there. Is
but
that
last year they batted 346 against his faster fastball.
Yeah, I don't know.
He could have been onto something right there. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday from the 254. Shout-out to my daughter Hannah and her alma mater, Mary Harden Baylor, on having an alumni gathering and fundraiser this weekend for a former teammate, Emily, who is battling brain cancer. Look at people trying to do good things in the world. That is outstanding. Shout out to y'all for sure. Coming up next, I was going to say Dallas against Lusapeg, but I think in this instance, it has to be Dallas against Winnipeg.
Dallas, you mean?
What are you doing right now?
Dallas against Winnipeg.
Don't put that out there.
We did lose.
Too late. Next on The Fan.
And it's off of Paulie loose in front. Onger with a save. Backhander. Score! Nikolai Ehlers with his 200th NHL goal. And it's 1-0 Winnipeg.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where if you thought the Rangers had little success, the Stars were like, hey.
They lost three times worse.
Technically correct.
That is correct. They also
I watched some
were
of that
very
too.
Inept yesterday. All right. Why do you think they were so inept?
Well,
besides giving up two early goals.
I blame myself for giving a nickname to a team that's obviously a winner.
I think they heard you. I think they heard that yesterday. They were listening.
The Dallas Falling Stars. Sheesh.
So
we should be the Shooting Stars, but we're the Falling Stars.
I guess they are 2-2 in their last four games, but before that,
I don't want to play Winnipeg.
Okay, hold on.
Or Colorado.
So no, like, we don't. Colorado's your final. Yeah. Okay. We score six per hold game on. Against them in
so
our
like
last game.
4 days ago, you wanted to avoid Colorado at all costs.
Yeah.
And then they win a game against Colorado when you're in. You had done very well against Winnipeg this year, but they lose a game, and now you think the Stars are cooked versus Winnipeg?
See, you get it.
Feels like you're catching on to this, man.
I don't know how you look at it any other way.
Yeah. Kevin, yesterday,
watch a team play.
The Stars
if
were a
they
little
win, you feel good about playing them again. And if you lose, you don't feel good about playing them again. Mm.
The Stars were a little sloppy yesterday. Like, if you just
a little?
Yes. What? Well,
sheesh.
You know, there's some nights where you're outmanned, outmatched, and all that stuff. They shot themselves in the foot a number of times yesterday. Even on really good potential goals. That Wyatt Johnson, I thought Wyatt Johnson should have kept it instead of passing it to Ben, and he probably would have had a goal there. Duchesne on a breakaway with numbers, and he can't figure out what he wants to do with the puck at the last second, and he has nothing. So there were some moments also where they had some sloppy turnovers. Winnipeg, though, you got to give them a lot of credit. I know you hate that. You hate giving the other
I
team
do.
Credit, but they were very sticky. They cut off seams for the Stars all night last night, and you got to give their goalie a lot of credit too, because he was on point, man. Like he was right there. There were a couple saves that I just did not expect him to make that he gets his glove on, and I was pretty impressed with that. The Stars looked frustrated in the third period, but on this, Kevin, this is one of those things where I've said this over the weeks now. They ran into a hot goalie. They had a defense that their coach knew the system, the way the Stars play, and this is one you just chalk up and go, all right, we had a hot goalie last night. We don't change what we're doing. We still continue on the path.
I'd like to give my expertise now.
Okay.
Stars are still going to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Woo!
Okay, good.
So here's what I was there. Here's my excuse watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think they know they're the one seed now. I know it's not 100% official.
This would have closed it.
I understand. But I think there was a little bit of mental hurtling here.
Okay.
Where they feel so good after they beat Colorado. They kind of pushed everything where it would take somewhat of a miracle.
Yeah.
To lose the one seed, and I think there was a little bit of a mental letdown yesterday. Okay. I think everybody right now is physically fatigued.
And they've been playing phenomenally.
Yes, and so that's my excuse is it happens. You have bad games. Every once in a while you have a bad game. They had a bad game, but I'm wondering if there's a little bit of the mental part of they have, in a way, very little to play for because they've kind of clinched what they need to clinch. They could screw it up. I've seen the Rangers do it in 2012. But I do think that maybe they could have had a little bit of we've done it without getting done with it yet. So they'll be fine. They're going to win all the rounds. And then it will be the Rangers versus the Stars, the toughest way to root for a team in DFW.
In hockey, I will definitely root for the Stars. You talked about the hot goaltender, Laurent Brossa. I kind of want to call him Brosiv.
All right.
Call him whatever you want.
It's not our goalie.
Okay.
It's not like it's not like you're talking about the Phenomenotter.
Oh, my God. I love...
Have you seen the cartoon?
I love that.
They have
so
a cartoon
much.
For him right now.
Well, and this is why I feel like this is so harsh, is it is one game, and as Mike did point out, you see a game, if your team doesn't do well, it changes your perspective. But Anger had won 8 straight starts, and then I see somebody text in, Anger's just good for making commercials and stuff like that. Like, he had been playing exceedingly well. Do you have one thing I wanted to bring up? Do you think that getting married or having a young baby is a stressful event in your life?
Absolutely.
Especially for a woman.
That's a fair point.
They're having to have the baby.
They care the most about the wedding, too.
Ooh, I care the most about my wedding.
Yeah, I didn't care. I mean, I knew it was going to...
You didn't care.
I didn't really care. You do whatever you want. I want you to be happy. I'll show up. I'm getting married to you. I'm excited about that. It could be, you know, in a parking lot or on the moon. It doesn't matter.
I think that would matter.
It wouldn't matter. I mean, if it were on the moon, that'd be pretty badass. Yeah, that would be pretty, huh?
You probably wouldn't get a lot of people to make it to the moon.
If I had the money, I'd fly all the people up.
All right.
I know Derek Holland ain't going to the moon. Sorry.
That's true.
I'm missing your wedding. I'm not going
to the moon. You have a chance to go to the moon on my destination.
What they got? Do they got beaches on the moon?
There's moon sand. Yeah.
If I had my wedding on the moon, I would want it during a full eclipse so the sun would be shining the brightest on the moon.
During the eclipse, do the sun and the moon, like, are they face to face?
Yeah.
They have to talk to each other on that for that 4 minutes?
Do you think the moon can talk?
I wonder if the grass grows better on the moon then, because the sun, it's getting such good vitamin C's.
There's not grass on the moon, right?
Why not?
I think it's just sand and rock. But you can see all the beaches, Reggie. That's the thing. You can see all the beaches from my wedding on the moon.
Yeah, y'all gonna be out there by yourselves.
Hey.
Would you go to the moon if I had a wedding there?
Yes.
Thank you. Mike?
Were you also paying for it, though?
Yes.
For sure.
I'm going to be honest. I would be scared to death to get into one of those ships.
Don't worry. This ship I got.
And I'm not. No, I don't want to. I've seen too many bad things in my life happen to people that have tried to fly to the moon and back. Yeah. I saw the Tom Hanks movie. Unfortunately, I think in 2002, one of them exploded over Texas.
And I did want to yell at you about the Tom Hanks movie, that's a movie, but it was obviously based on the real Apollo 13 mission.
The audacity of having a destination wedding on the moon. You jerk. Just taking up a whole weekend.
But I'm offering to take you for free.
And he could say that his wedding was going to be out of this world.
Hell yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
If I get that save the date, I'm lighting it on fire.
Do you think he's going to get married again?
Yes.
Oh.
Just to go to the moon despite us? 100%.
Well, I wonder if they got married on the moon, what the divorce rate would be.
Like, why would it
we got
be
married on the moon. Are you sure we want to get divorced?
But I think you would see like a lot of space helmet malfunctions.
I don't know, Kevin.
Like,
you don't think that the divorce rate would skyrocket?
That's good. That is very good. Hey, we were going to talk about the Stars, or I was going to tell you something about the Stars.
Aldrin.
Hey, great news. Jordan Spieth's only 7 over now after 4 holes in
the second
round.
It is too early for you to lose it, all right? It's way too early.
Okay, but how do we pivot from something from the Stars to What about having a wedding on the moon?
Sounds like stars and moon go hand in hand.
You talk about the stressfulness of having a baby with your body and then getting married.
And I was going to pay that off.
Where are you going with that?
I will tell you, entering the final stretch of the regular season going into the playoffs, Scott Wedgwood and Miro Heiskanen both have little babies at home. And then Jamie Benn, Mason Marchment, and Jake Oettinger are all preparing for weddings in a couple of months.
I think this is great.
I think it's terrible planning.
I think the Rangers might have had 73 babies last year. I think everybody on the team had a baby, it felt like.
Okay, so
I think a lot
of
Cowboys had babies last year too, didn't they?
That's why they were burnt out. So the Rangers used it as the power to win, and the Cowboys said, "We don't want to play anymore. We got enough money. We're doing great. You get a bonus for making the playoffs. You get playoff shares." And they're like, "It's enough. We're good."
From the 210, shout out to me. I started my new job today, and it's my birthday on Monday. Hey, is your new place of business hiring?
You can't go anywhere.
I've been getting a text from some random number that they're like, "Are you interested in this job?" And I texted them no. And then they responded to me the next day with another job. I'm like, I didn't sign up on some website for a job.
Or did you?
Maybe I did.
Did someone
else
sign you up for it?
I'm going to call this person up and tell them who I am. And be like, "There's no way you have a better job for me."
And then maybe answer some questions that they have, you know? About maybe
your maiden name, your favorite four numbers.
From the 817 divorce lawyer here, it would be the same. From the 903, divorce rate would be astronomically high.
Yeah.
Because they're rich people, and rich people have a tougher time staying married.
It's also the moon, Mike. Astronomical.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Okay.
I think Houston.
Can you play the beginning of 24?
Are they
Jack
called
Bauer?
The Houston Astronomicals? And like, I didn't know it?
This is
like
the
New York Metropolitans?
Are you just figuring this out?
Are you kidding me, Mike?
The Metropolitans? That's their full name.
Mm-hmm.
They just shortened
it. But
the
Astros are the asteroids?
I think they're the Astronomicals. I didn't get it till now. They just couldn't put it on a jersey. It's too many letters.
How you doing over there, Kevin?
What is the longest name in sports?
Let them play.
Not the longest human name, the longest sports team name.
Hey, I tried. Dallas is.
You did it. You did it to yourself.
Yeah. What?
I'll say
how is this my fault?
This is a lot of us. This one's a lot of us.
He brought up having a baby and getting married.
With a payoff on the other side. Corey's moon wedding.
Do it Jeopardy style, and you can probably figure it out. Like, we won't interrupt as much if you Jeopardy it.
What should I serve at the moon wedding? Moon pies?
Cosmic brownies.
Do you want to talk about our team's
sign?
All right, hey,
I might take it.
Corey, let's stop it. Let's enjoy our team's losing more.
Yeah. No.
Give us more about our losing.
Okay, I will give you more about the team that lost. You play Seattle tomorrow. You still have an opportunity to accomplish your goals. You win that game, you clinch the Central. It is overwhelmingly likely that you will take the number one seat as well. I realize you could still get to that without winning tomorrow, without winning on Wednesday, but win tomorrow, lock it all up, and then this loss won't seem so bad. And you still got Winnipeg and Colorado facing off in the first round, and you can pick off whoever you take on in the second.
You're not undefeated this
I heard
season.
We might be playing the Vegas team that wins everything in the first round.
Possible.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Great.
Too.
Hold on. You just said, though, that they're going to make it to the Stanley Cup final.
I do believe that, but I don't want to play the defending champs in the first round. Can't we play the Kraken? I watched them last year in the playoffs. They're horrible.
The Kraken have been eliminated from the playoffs. You could still face the Blues or the Predators.
Oh, but where's the Wild? They were horrible last year, too. They were in the playoffs.
They have also been eliminated from the playoffs.
Dang it. Put them back in. Isn't there a play-in tournament where all 30 teams make
that
it in this league?
That is in the NBA.
And not all the teams make it. Most of them.
It does feel like that.
The large majority.
This is going to be a long day. For the 817, where the hell would you have the honeymoon?
Good question. Because we're already on the moon. Venus.
Mars. It matters where the moon is at the time.
Which one has all the diamonds that rains diamonds? Jupiter?
Do they wait for where the moon is to fly to the moon? Like they're like, oh, it's too far away from Florida.
Who is that question for?
No, I think he's right.
Who are you asking that question to?
Well, Kevin,
Elon Musk in this room?
Florida's on this side of Florida. It's well, oh, it has to be. The moon has to be on the side of the sun because they fly at like in the morning. Because you don't want to go around the earth to finally get to the moon side.
Don't you kind of use...
The morning is an on-earth concept. The sun is always out there.
But don't you kind of use the Earth's gravitational pull to help slingshot you to the place? I'm right about this.
I think you're right.
I think
I'm no physicist.
I'm doing literally science here, Kevin. This is good stuff.
You have to slingshot yourself to the moon? I thought that's if you went beyond
the moon.
I did a diagram.
Son of a bitch.
Sun.
Oh my God, you said the B word.
Sun. Earth with Florida.
This is radio.
Moon. I need the moon over here to make it a shorter trip.
Over where? You're on the radio. What if people can't see you? What if they're not on the
we
Twitch?
We have Twitch and YouTube, and our ratings show that more people listen to us on that than on the radio thing.
For the 2 weeks, for the last 2 weeks, yes. Yeah. That
and the
is
713, best show on the planet of the year. So there you go.
And on the moon.
Take a picture of it, YouTube, and send it to the radio.
Was that a sentence? Made sense?
From the 469, if this is what we're bringing today, I appreciate your cleverness, but I also hate you. Don't you have to go to Saturn first to get the ring before you get married?
I can't even laugh because you're yelling at me not to laugh.
Coming up next, Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bassick.
The Rangers. It's like a movie. Next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the Tribe drops its third straight on this trip, 6-1 to the Rangers. For the Indians, one run on, let's see, one hit. That's all we got, one hit.
You can't say that on the air. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Shout out from the 817. Digging the show today. I'll be 51 tomorrow. Can you give me a birthday shout out? That's from Dana in Crowley. Happy birthday, Dana. And now it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bassick.
We've already talked about it, so I don't want to rehash it, but one hit.
One hit.
At least the Tribe scored a run. We would have been tied.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It happens. It's over. We move on.
162.
You lost a series to the A's.
Yeah, that hurts. That definitely hurts.
All right, let me ask you this.
Sorry, I know you said move on, but...
No. I think it's a valid question. The A's are now 5-8. Do you think the A's are going to lose 90 games this year?
Yes.
Do you think they'll lose 100 games this year?
No.
Corey?
No. I think they're going to finish just under 500.
I'm wondering this.
Oh. Wow.
J.P. Sears.
72 wins.
Oh, who the crap pitched for him the other day?
Just under 500? Mm-hmm. 72 and 90?
Just under.
Like Ross Stripling pitched.
Next A&M.
I'm just wondering if like Ross Stripling and J.P. Sears are even going to be pitching in July for them.
Because you think they're just going to break the team down. And
if you were the Oakland A's, just like the Texas Rangers, wouldn't you look at guys that are like not part of your 3 to 5 year future plan and go, why are we keeping them?
Do you think the Marlins are going to do the same thing?
I don't think the Marlins expected to be this bad.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't know who they have that's old. When you, I looked the other day, I'm like, crap. I mean, I'd love to get Yuri Perez, who's 20 years old. And
but you think there's a lot of just young players.
Yeah.
I got you.
So I look at Miami, and there's a lot of young players on Oakland. Don't get me wrong. There's not a lot to trade there. I mean, obviously, I want Mason Miller. I will just say I would trade 4 premium prospects for Mason Miller. It would solve an issue that you – You do not have a solution the next year or next 5 years with your closer situation. I am trading a lot to get Mason Miller because if he's healthy, I know I have a premium closer who's going to make the All-Star team every year in the major leagues.
Yeah, never have to worry about closing a game either.
You never have to worry. Just like I wouldn't mind. I mean, it doesn't seem like he'd be available. The Guardians are 9-3, but if I can get Emmanuel Clase back, who hasn't been great in recent years.
I did want to use him as an example because we felt the same way about Clase, and he was not good last year. Are you worried about the ebbs and flows potentially for the closer?
Yes. And you're right. ERA-wise, and I believe giving up the home run wasn't great for Clase. Didn't he have 40-plus saves last year?
I think he also had 12 blown saves. So
I'll take it. Okay. A-plus here.
For here, that's true. That is true.
Okay, I have this question based off of what the Royals just did to the Astros. Is the Central better than the West? Or is it over time, we will see that the Central will get back to more like if you're 85 wins, you win that division.
That's what I'm going to say. But early on, I definitely understand how people would feel otherwise. But Chicago might also be the worst team in baseball.
Just to give you an idea.
Cluster F right now.
The Guardians are 9-3. The Royals are 9-4. The Tigers are 7-4. The team that was projected to win the division is the Twins. They're 4-6, and the White Sox are horrible. They're 2-10. The Rangers are 7-6. That's the only team over 500.
Yeah.
Angels are 6-6. Mariners are 5-8. Oakland's 5-8, and Houston's 4-10. It's 2 weeks into the season, but right now there's no doubt that the Central is playing way better than the West. So in a good way,
of the West has played against itself so far?
Because the Royals have played a lot against their own division. They
Rangers have played the Astros and the A's so far, and that's six games or seven games.
Boston started the season on a 10-game West Coast trip.
Okay,
so Boston has been played quite a bit, I would say, by the West teams.
All right,
but I can't tell you.
Yeah. I'm just kind of looking like at our schedule specifically is 7 of the games that we've played so far have been against our own division.
All right. So my next thing, I know we talked baseball cards yesterday, so I don't want to get into like baseball card talk, but I find this interesting. Who would you think right now, if you had to guess, are the 3 hottest baseball player cards right now?
Jackson Holliday's got to be one.
Nope.
The kid from the Reds that we talked about the other day.
Ella De La Cruz.
No. RBI machine.
The answer is no to that.
Okay.
Bobby Witt Jr.?
Yes, that's one of them
that
people are paying more money for, thinking he has a legitimate chance to keep this up. He did hit 2 home runs yesterday and have 5 RBIs, and this list came out before. By the way, the hottest card on the market right now is Caitlin Clark.
Spencer Steer is who I was looking for.
Caitlin Clark, huh? That's interesting.
But there were 3 baseball players on the top 5 list. So one of them's Bobby Witt Jr.
Is Cheerio in there?
Nope.
Okay.
Prospects are bad. Just to tell you, prospects are bad because what happens is they are projected to be the next Babe Ruth and the next Mickey Mantle and the next Willie Mays, and they can't live up to the standard that people have paid for.
So is Trout then back?
No, I was surprised Trout is not. Mookie Betts.
Makes sense.
And Juan Soto. So the 3 hottest people are paying for right now are Juan Soto, Mookie Betts, and Bobby Witt Jr.
Two massive markets and a guy who's on a really good team right now. Who's expected, like you've been talking about his cards for quite some time.
Yeah. Now, I was watching last night the Baltimore Orioles, and I still will tell people this. When you see Jackson Holliday in the batter's box, he is so little. He is so little. I can't explain to you that you would just think with the numbers he puts up in the minor leagues, it doesn't make sense. And I played with a guy like this. I played with Shane Victorino right before he made the major leagues. And I'm like, I just can't understand the pop you have. You're so little. I would never expect you to hit the ball this far. And Shane Victorino could. And I think Jackson Holliday can. But it's shocking. He's shockingly small, especially because you think of his dad.
Yeah.
So I forgot where I was going with my next baseball nugget, which is always awesome that my brain now does this to me at 46 years old.
Sorry, Mike.
But watching Baltimore last night, it was a tie game. This isn't where I was going, but man, Boston Red Sox fans get really mad when the umpire doesn't make a call that they think is correct. Here's where I was going with this. After the game was over, MLB Network took over. And the dude hosting MLB Network, I'm sorry, but Harold Reynolds and the former catcher, I'm drawing a blank on his name too, were like, dude, they're like, I can't believe you're playing Jackson Holliday at second base. He's the number one prospect in all of baseball, and you're not even going to play him at shortstop. He was the first overall pick, and you gave him over $7 million, and you're not going to play him at first or at shortstop. And both guys were like in shock going, the dude at shortstop's the rookie of the year, and he's projected to be one of the five MVP candidates in the American League. Do you want to send Gunnar Henderson? They didn't say this, but I'm like, I wanted to ask the guy. Well, I just want to make this clear. Do you want to send Gunnar Henderson back to AAA Norfolk because your number one overall pick has now made it to the major leagues?
Yeah, just trade him. Just trade him or something, yeah.
And they were making they were talking about Mike Trout. And they were like, well, Mike Trout came up as a left fielder because the Angels had Peter Borges in center field, and he had more range, was maybe a better defensive center fielder than Mike Trout. Peter Borges did not win Rookie of the Year and was not considered a top five MVP candidate the next year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jackson Holliday, that you're going to have to learn how to play second base, but Gunnar Henderson is an awesome shortstop and projected to be an MVP in the next 3 years at shortstop. Jackson Holliday has to play second base. Sorry, dude.
I do find it fascinating because we were talking with Jamal Mashburn, and he was saying, you know, every one of these guys is trying to make a name for themselves. But Corey Seager and Marcus Semien were both shortstops, and Semien said, hey, I'm playing with that guy. Derek Jeter and A-Rod were both shortstops, and A-Rod was like, I'll play third base. You know, it's just kind of interesting how these guys will say, that dude is the better one, and I'll take the position because I want to play. I want to play in the bigs.
They were showing highlights over the last two games that Jackson Holliday's been up in the majors. Jackson Holliday has looked uncomfortable at second base. Deal with it. You should have played him at second base more in Norfolk, knowing that you have Gunnar Henderson. And last year in the playoffs, talking to Jared Sandler, I was asking this question because everybody knew about Jackson Holliday. And he asked the Baltimore people, and they said, Jackson Holliday is either playing second or third base. Gunnar Henderson's too good.
Yeah.
He's that good.
Yeah.
That Jackson Holliday might end up being a Hall of Famer too. But they see Gunnar Henderson as a franchise-changing shortstop, and they see Jackson Holliday as a franchise-changing shortstop. They can keep both. Jackson Holliday is talented enough to play second base. Deal with it. I was wanting to be on that set going, dude, you need to deal with it. It's Gunnar Henderson. It's not Peter Borges. I'm sorry.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
That was our Oriole talk for the...
There you go.
I kept the listener.
We've been knocking that out. In honor of the Masters and arm anchor putting, what is effective in sports but also looks kind of dumb? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.